Welcome to Going the Extra Mile, a podcast brought to you by New Leaf Training and Development. Each edition is sure to lift your spirit and encourage you in today's working world. Enjoy.
Gratitude at work. For the last 9 years, my wife and I have volunteered at a summer camp for children in the foster care system. This year, we were again up in the beautiful Ojai Valley. While serving at the camp with my wife, I learned two important lessons. First of all, always wear sunscreen. Just because it's 30 degrees cooler up there and overcast doesn't mean the same fiery sun that burns here in the Santa Clarita Valley isn't putting down some hefty rays just off the Ventura Highway. Second, and a little bit more profound, was that gratitude is a glue that does bond people together. The children who visit the summer camp every year are always so grateful for the effort that we put in to make it a wonderful experience for each of them. These are children between the ages of 7 and 11 who've been let down by the adults who should have loved them the most. We're all volunteers who serve as camp counsellors, and I can see the gratitude in the shining eyes of the children and the foster parents. Likewise, I've noticed how the volunteers are grateful for each other. It's the common cause that draws us to serve, primarily for the children and secondarily for each other. If gratitude were a food group, we were certainly well nourished this past week. Relating this concept to the real world of work, I've noticed that there appear to be three types of people when we peer through the workplace window. Let's take a look inside. Firstly, there's what I call the great ungrateful. Have you ever worked alongside the great ungrateful? Have you ever had to supervise one of them? Ever been served by one of them as a customer? What did that look like, feel like, sound like? I've noticed that the great ungrateful always seem to have a chip on their shoulder. They always seem to think someone has it in for them or they're being treated unfairly. You always get the sense they think someone is taking advantage of them. The great ungrateful are the folks who believe their labor is worth much more than what they're being paid for, so they often just do the bare minimum to get by at work. They put in minimal effort yet expect maximum rewards from their employer. The great ungrateful always suspect they're being exploited and stew in constant suspicion that someone somewhere has it better. The second category is what I call the fickle responders. These are employees who respond well when they're treated well by others. The problem with the fickle responders is that their response can change if they're not treated well. They're very reactionary. One day they're fired up because of positive external stimuli, and the next day they're caustic, cynical, and callous because the wind changed direction. You can identify a fickle responder by the language they use. They'll speak favorably about one leader, praising them as better than their previous one. They'll badmouth a colleague for not being as effective as someone they worked with before. Fickle responders have favorites and display what we call micro iniquities. One day you might be on their nice list, and before you know it, the next you're now on their naughty list, leaving you wondering, well, what changed? Finally, there's what I call the eternally grateful. Now, sadly, the eternally grateful are a very small part of the working world. Interestingly, in last year's Gallup poll, the word grateful was selected by less than 8% of the surveyed population when asked to describe their response to their employer and the organization kind enough to put money into their bank accounts every 2 weeks in the form of a paycheck. The eternally grateful are the people you love to encounter as a customer. They exhibit genuine enthusiasm and dedication to do their work every day. They make excellent colleagues because they always go the extra mile. Understanding how their partnership with internal customers directly impacts external customers. So, in summary, let's all recommit to two important and timeless principles. First, be grateful. And second, wear sunscreen.
I hope you found that short story useful, and if you did, feel free to rate, review, and share this podcast. We'll be back next week with another episode, and we also invite you to check out our other weekly podcast, Take 5, an inspiring interview with a leader worth listening to. Bye for now.